I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. The Blackhawks did it again, man. Back-to-back wins. A great win. They was pretty much in control the whole game. You know we're going to break that down, and we're going to preview their next game, too, against the Coyotes, which we're going to break down, too. But we got to recap this win. Another great win. Luke Richardson, man, great job. You know, great job overall. It looked like y'all found the recipe, and I just feel like these young kids got the key of what to do with this team. So we're going to break that down. We're going to recap this Nashville Predators game, and we're going to preview the Arizona Coyotes, and it's going to be a good one overall in this episode of Full Press Blackhawks. Now, we know how we do it. They won 2-1. We break it down period by period. They came off the back like they always do pretty much every game because we've been saying this team's very competitive. Score right in the first period. A goal by Lucas Reichel with a great, great goal, by the way. It was actually great but weird, which made it great. It was a weird type of goal, but it made it great. I'm going to point out some things that came key in this game, but that was a weird goal. If you go back, look at it on like Twitter or anywhere in viral right now, or go back and if you have the game recorded, go back and look at the game, because it was a weird type of goal I saw, but it was a great goal overall because it helped the Blackhawks. They were up 1-0 in the first period. And then how we always break down the first period, I'm going to give you some stats right away from this game. So from the first period alone, the shot attempts was 21-17 Nashville. Shots on goal were 9-7 Nashville. 5-on-5 scoring chances, 11-6 Nashville. 5-on-5 high danger chances was 3-2 Nashville. So like Nashville just took advantage and really pretty much had control and was coming off this gate really aggressive right away in the first period and try to really kind of knock the Blackhawks kind of down a little bit. But it didn't matter because the shots on goal that the Blackhawks did have, which of that seven end up being a goal by Lucas Reichel. So that was a good one after that. The second period really didn't matter much. It was just non-existent to me, really. Like, nothing really happened. Not just because it wasn't a goal scored. It just looked like everything was just staying steady. Then the third period happened, and it was another goal by Joey Anderson. You got to love that one, man. And then, I mean, the Predators did score a goal, you know, later, but it didn't really matter at that point. You pretty much knew after that third period that the Blackhawks had this game won, and they made sure that's what happened. It was overall a great win now on a two-game winning streak, by the way. Like, Blackhawks are coming, and like I said, it's a young team, very competitive. Like, my status for Blackhawks win is always get a minimum of 3 goals, you know, fair goaltending. Their goaltending is really not the issue. It's just their defense or how they just let up late in games. They kind of take it easy after they have a big lead, and they didn't do it this time. And I did say, I didn't, like, this one was a game that I felt like they could win. And we're going to talk about the next game too, but this one I thought they could win. Nashville Predators just hasn't been really much anything this season. So it's like, okay, this is a team that you could beat. Now, if you lose, I wouldn't be shocked either, but if you beat them, I'm definitely not shocked either. And this was showing that. So after the first period, that's what happened. I really want to break down that second period. I know it didn't really say nothing really happened during that time. And it didn't. I'm going to be honest, it didn't. But I do want to give you still the stats from that second period. So from the shot attempts, it was 36-34 Chicago. Shots on goal, 20-16 Nashville. 5-on-5 scoring chances, 17-16 Chicago. 5-on-5 high danger chances, 7-5 Nashville. Now, Blackhawks was still up 1-0 in that game, and it just looked like the Blackhawks tried to turn it up a notch. But they normally do that. When they have that 1-0 lead, they try to at least make it 2-0, and then they start taking it easy once they have a 2-goal lead. But this time, they did not do that. They came back, and they performed, and it was already staying steady with them. And Nashville just couldn't get anything done in this game at all. Now, one thing that stood out to me was Joey Anderson was a star, and Alex Stalock was a star in this one. And, like, my favorite of this game that really stood out, and I think it already went kind of viral a little bit, was when Stalock, like, stopped the puck without his stick. That, to me, was a great goaltending play. I love stuff like that. I just, you know, it really was just like, that's just vintage great goaltending to me. Like, that's just knowing you're focused and you're in it, and I loved it. So to me, that was great overall. It was a great play in that one. So like I said, the second period didn't really mean much in that one. I do want to give you the overall game one after this one. So after when the final was 2-1, shot attempts was 66-51 Nashville. Shots on goal, 36-21 Nashville. 5-on-5 scoring chances was 25-23 Nashville. 5-on-5 high danger chances was 10-8 Nashville. All that makes sense. The reason why is because I could tell Nashville was trying to turn it up because they were down. You know, they were down 2-0. So, they was down the whole game. So they was trying to hurry up and do as much as they can. They tried to be more aggressive. They just couldn't do it. The star of the game to me was Alex Stalock. And I also want to give credit to Joey Anderson because he scored a key goal right there. And with that now, that's like now his third goal in his last 5 games. Like, he was awesome. So, like, him and Stalock was the two key to me players in this game. I could give it a Lucas Reichel, too. Like, if I had to give a 3-star game, number one would be Alex Stalock, and then the next one would be Joey Anderson, and then after that, I would give it to Lucas Reichel. But overall, it was a great game. Kind of the way I expect the Blackhawks to play overall, and they came and they delivered with a 2-1 victory. So, great win for the Blackhawks. Now, with this win overall, this does put the Blackhawks now after playing 68 games. Their record now sits at 24-38-6. They have a total of 54 points, and they're currently on a 2-game winning streak. They're right now the second worst team in the Western Conference. The team that's underneath them right now is the San Jose Sharks, who record right now currently sits at, after playing 68 games, 19-36-13. They have 51 points, and they're currently on a 4-game losing streak overall. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is the time I talk about Connor Bedard, but I did kind of get more perspective to know, like, this is still a strong draft. Yes, you want Connor Bedard. At the same time, when you get wins like these, you have to look at the positives all the way around. Now, when they lose, you just look at what players played well or look like maybe a building block or something maybe that you could flip later to kind of speed up the rebuilding process. But at the same time, what you want to do is if they do win, you want to see what young pieces or what players stood out to you. Joey Anderson stood out, Alex Stalock, Lucas Reichel. Those players stood out to me. Those are players that you're going to look at next season going in. And overall, I think the Blackhawks played very well. This is a good win for them overall. And, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to get mad about this win. And the reason why they probably won't get mad, because this is a win that you probably expected. Like, okay, the Blackhawks could probably win this game. So if the Blackhawks win this game, then you wouldn't be too upset. And they did exactly what they needed to do. And I gave you the stats prior to this. You knew from listening to them, like, okay, they should be able to beat the Nashville Predators. And that's what they did. So overall, it was a great win for the Blackhawks. It's good to see where they're at. And they're still right in that position to attain a Connor Bedard. So don't get too worried about that. Now, real quick, we have to look at their next game, which is against the Coyotes. That would be on Saturday. That game is set for a 9:30 Central time. And this one's going to be another game that they could win, kind of similar to when they played the Predators right now. Right now, the Blackhawks have a record, like I said, of 24-38-6. They're going against the Coyotes, who have a record of 25-32-11. Now, these teams, when they play head-to-head against each other, the Blackhawks have a record of 2-1 against this team. And like I said, they are currently on a 2-game winning streak, so are the Blackhawks. So something's going to give. Now, I would say this. Coyotes been playing really good in their last 10 games. They've been 5-3-2. While the Blackhawks, on the other hand, even though they had this 2-game winning streak, they're starting to put together now, they've been 3-6-1. Now, the Blackhawks are still dead last when it comes to points per game, averaging 2.5. But, I mean, look, the Coyotes are not that better themselves, getting 2.8 goals, currently ranked 28th. They're also 25th overall when it comes to goals allowed, which is 3.4. So the Blackhawks are just right on top of them, ranked 24th, averaging 3.3 goals allowed. This is a team that you can beat, okay? This is somebody that you can go. You got to watch out for Keller. He's the one that you really got to watch out now. He's also their leading assist and their goal scorers. He has 31 goals and 40 assists. He would be the key. If you can contain him, you were good. I would expect a better game and more of a show out from Tyler Raddysh. And I think Joey Anderson's still going to continue to play. The goaltending, I'm never worried about with the Blackhawks. They always do pretty well with that. So I expect probably a win from this one. You know, it might be a little different maybe with the Coyotes being at home. Maybe they'll get some home cooking there. And maybe because, like, okay, they're on the West Coast, this might be a little tough for them. But I still expect the Blackhawks to come out with a win in this game. And they could probably make it three straight. One of these teams is going to make it three straight. And we're going to see that and more. And I can't wait. A great win for the Blackhawks. This has been another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. When we come back, we're going to be breaking down this game and looking ahead for the next week to see what the Blackhawks can do and what can we build off this game. I'm Brandon Fryer. Until next time.